Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala, your host for today. Today is Monday, the 17th of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from GIFT Nifty, which is trading about 40 points higher, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note. In the previous session, the Sensex and Nifty fell for the 8th consecutive session, seeing this kind of loss for the first time in 2 years, as fears of relentless FII selling and a weak Q3 earnings overshadowed any optimism sparked by easing Russia-Ukraine tensions, a delay in US tariff impositions until April, and hopes of further tariff discussions between Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump. The decline in the markets during the previous session was attributed to Trump's plan to impose reciprocal tariffs. Although it was revealed that during PM Modi's meeting with Trump that this plan had been delayed, the news failed to impact the markets positively. The broader markets bore the brunt of the selling, with the BSE Mid-Cap and BSE Small-Cap indices nosediving over 3% each, sharply underperforming the benchmarks. The Small-Cap index is now down 21% from its December high, while Mid-Cap index is down about 19.5% below its peak closing level seen in September. A broad-based sell-off in the Indian equity market has dragged the country's total market capitalization to an 8-month low. The market capitalization of BSE-listed companies dropped below the 400 lakh crore rupees mark for the first time since June 2024. All three major sectoral indices were in the red, with the Nifty Energy, Media, PSU Bank and Pharma indices taking the hardest hits, each falling between 2-3%. The earnings season has mostly wrapped up and analysts believe that this season was disappointing, with single-digit PAT growth seen for the Nifty and the BSE 500. While this has triggered another round of downgrades, it has been less severe than that seen in Q2. Relentless selling coupled with mixed earnings has put bulls on the defensive. While efforts to hold the 22,800 mark continue, the overall market structure suggests that further downside risks are to be seen. Moving forward, analysts suggest that the performance of banking and IT stocks will be crucial in determining the market direction. As a result, traders should adjust their strategies accordingly, with a strong emphasis on trade management. Let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Bharat Heavy Electricals received an order worth 6,700 crore from SCC for an engineering, procurement and construction package for a thermal power project. Zydus Life Sciences saw that the US FDA has closed its inspection at the company's API manufacturing plant in Maharashtra with no observations. Pharma player Glenmark Pharma has made a strong earnings comeback, posting a net profit of 348 crore rupees during Q3 after a loss of 351 crore during the same quarter last year. Revenue also surged 31% on year during the quarter. Shifting focus towards global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street stocks ended mixed on Friday, with chip major Nvidia climbing while Microsoft shares fell. US Treasury yields were flat a day after President Donald Trump unveiled reciprocal tariff plans but stopped short of imposing new ones. On Friday, the S&P 500 edged down 0.01%, while the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.4% and the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 0.37%. The yield on the 10-year treasuries was little changed at 4.47%, while in the currency markets, the dollar index was on its back foot, as traders assessed the recent weaker-than-expected US economic data, which had reignited bets for more Federal Reserve rate cuts later this year. The dollar index was at the 106.75 level. Looking at stocks in the Asia-Pacific, the Asian stocks struggled for direction as traders navigated the increasing tensions between US and EU and looming central bank monetary policy decisions. Japan's Nikkei 225 and broad-based TOPEX index traded with gains after pairing their intraday losses, while South Korea's KOSPI and KOSDAQ index were both trading with green. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index and China's Shanghai Index were both trading with mild gains as well. Now in the Voice of the Day segment, we have Dheeraj Reddy, the MD and CEO of HDFC Securities, who shares his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
I think the overhanging concerns in the markets are on the valuations. Market peaked around September 2024, and since then, we are seeing that markets have been more volatile and sideways. The concerns have been largely on the valuation sides. I think we are still, to some extent, in mid-cap and small-cap, seeing some froth, and that has been correcting. If you look at overall at the index level and large-cap level, I think the valuations are reasonably decent and maybe overvalued to the extent of 3 to 4%, which is something we are not perturbed about. So we believe that whatever had to happen in the markets has already happened. We've seen the budget, we've seen the President Trump being elected, and we have also seen the reactions after that. And now last night, there was some discussion between Modi and the President Trump on the way forward. I believe that the geopolitical conditions are also improving. With most of the large events behind us, I think the markets should improve from here onwards.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.